Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we are the Dragons of St. George's. We have a great show, so make sure you listen every Saturday at 5 o'clock. The Dragons are Olivia, Maisie, Connor, James and myself, Oscar. So listen to the Dragons on Saturday. See you then. Hey, Mary.
Hello, Oscar. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. So what's happening on the island, hey?
It's the workshops for adults and arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts? Oh, that's the sort of thing I would like. Yeah. I love art. Yeah. Where is it?
It's the Chapel Winchester, House Sandown Road, Shanklin.
Oh, Shanklin. Okay. Yeah. And is there a telephone number?
01983 862 441.
Okay, so just what's that again? 01983, you said?
Yeah.
862 441. Okay. Is it for everybody?
No, it's for adults only.
Okay, yeah. So, right, I can go then.
Yeah,
I'm all right with that. Thank you. Yeah. And when do they meet?
They meet the second Sunday of every month, time only.
Okay, so it's only time.
Yeah.
Second Sunday, yeah. Okay. And what time?
10 to 11 a.m.
Okay, 11...
Oh, 11.30.
11.30, all right. Don't miss me out half an hour. And what about the price?
Members, £2. Mm-hmm. Non-members are £3.
So that's very good, isn't
it?
Yeah. And what do the themes vary, or do they say the same each time?
Themes for the workshops change each week.
Okay. So if I want to hear more or find out more, what should I do?
Visit the website or phone 01983 862441.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Marion.
Okay, I'll certainly think about going there.
Yeah.
Sounded good to me.
Hi, Maisie here. Now for the top 10 hits of the week. Number 10, Magente by Jay Balvin and Willie William. Number 9, How Long by Charlie Puth. Number 8, Science Capers by
Mabel.
Number 7, Too Good at Goodbyes by Sam Smith. Number 6, Perfect by Cherum. Number 5, Dusk Till Dawn by Zane. Number 4, Lonely Together by Ricci. Number 3, Silence by Marshmallow. And number 2, Rockstar by Post Malone. And number 1, Ivana by Camila Cabello. Bye.
Hi, Kaylee here. I'm going to be talking about Taekwondo.
And what's that all about?
Self-defence and just learning how to defend yourself in any situation.
How long are the classes?
2.5 hours.
Do all ages go?
Yes.
So what's the age range?
I think it's at least 7 until whatever age you want to stop at.
And between like beginner to like master kind of belt, what are the colours upwards?
The colour belts are white, yellow stripe, yellow belt, green stripe, green belt, blue stripe, blue belt, red stripe, red belt, black stripe, black belt.
So is it like 10 stages? Or
at least 11.
Wow, that's a lot.
Whoa.
How long have you been doing it?
7 years.
Ooh.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And you obviously enjoy it.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Connor here. The annual Yarmouth fireworks might not continue from now on. Yarmouth Carnival Committee Chairman Chris Weddington, who organises the event, is thinking of cancelling the display. Chris said, "It costs us £6,000 for the fireworks and we have lots of people coming into the town and all of it is for free." Chris said the Carnival Committee has no sponsorship for the fireworks and everything is done by volunteers as they do their fundraising. Unfortunately, when the volunteers ask for a donation on the night, they are often ignored or just given pennies. Chris said he is seriously thinking of cancelling the firework display. This year's event was a huge success, included a hot hog roast, mulled wine, toffee apples, and hot chestnuts on sale. There was also a torchlight parade and, of course, the fireworks. I really hope the fireworks continue. It would be such a shame because it is a great event. We will just wait to see what happens. So, that's it from me this week. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you later.
Hi, Olivia here. I have Rachel here so I can ask questions.
Hello. How are you doing?
Alright.
First question, what is your favourite TV programme and why?
I'm quite enjoying Taskmaster at the moment with Craig Davis.
Okay, number two, tell me about any pets you have.
I have a pet dog called Brian. She's a Springer Spaniel.
Yeah.
And she's 5 years old. She loves chasing tennis balls.
Most dogs would love to do that. Number three, tell me about a holiday you have been abroad.
I went to Jersey a couple of years ago for a friend's wedding.
Ooh.
And that was quite nice. We got to explore the island.
Ooh, that's nice. Okay, number four, what is your favourite meal?
That's a really tough one. I quite like curry. That's probably one of my favourites.
Yeah. Final question, tell me about the best job you have done in the past.
I used to work as a slip caster, and I used to make pottery. So I used to cast cups and mugs and jugs and creations out of slip.
Yeah, I guess artichokes would have been a good job for that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would quite like to work there.
Well, thank you for asking all of my questions, Rachel. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, time for the WWE Bite. But I'm not alone today. Oh god, he's not alone. But I'll be joined by my best friend, Adam Fryar.
Hello.
We'll be talking about the Raw first and SmackDown Live, how I do it, okay?
Yep.
Starting, the Bar beat Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, the new tag champ. Changing her virus theory a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah, because it means that the Bar will now go against the Usos instead of Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose.
We just basically, yeah. Next up, Finn Balor and Samoa Joe have been added to the Team Raw for the virus theory. Next, Oscar defeated local talent. That kind of impressed Alicia Fox.
Yep. So
Alicia Fox was like, I'll add you to the team because you are too powerful. That's basically Raw right there.
Yep.
On to SmackDown Live, which is what you prefer.
Yes, SmackDown is definitely more superior in my opinion.
I prefer Raw though, but we'll argue here. Right, we have a new WWE champion, the phenomenal AJ Styles.
About time.
We have the Survivor Series match has changed as well, for the Raw match. We have the phenomenal one against the Beast Incarnate, Brock Lesnar. Originally, it could be Jinder Mahal against him, but AJ Styles won, so AJ against Brock Lesnar.
It'd be a much more interesting match than Jinder versus Lesnar. Seeing AJ versus Lesnar would be definitely interesting, as it will be able to see whether they push AJ or make Lesnar unbeatable, as they've done in the past couple of years.
Yeah, like I always do. Okay, can you explain the Survivor Series for us?
Yeah, Survivor Series is coming up fairly soon, November 19th, be on WWE Network. It's at the Toyota Center, which is in Houston, Texas, which is actually the hometown for quite a few of our well-known wrestlers like Shawn Michaels, Undertaker,
Mark Henry,
and also the legendary Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And here I am talking to Isabel. Morning, Isabel. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Aaron. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I don't know if you were, actually, but do you remember being a brownie or a guide?
I was a girl guide.
Were you?
Yes.
And where was your... Was it?
It was in North Kensington.
All right.
And in London, yeah.
How long did you go for?
I think for a year or so, not very long.
Oh, not long.
No, but I did like the uniform.
Oh, you did? Well, I was a brownie, and I went from whatever age you can right the way through. And I remember when I was first a brownie, we had the ties you have to knot. And
yes.
They were quite difficult.
Yes.
And then you had a ready-made one, which was much easier. And I had all the little badges on my little brown
uniform.
All right, yeah.
And then I was a guide, but I wasn't a guide for long. I think it was probably the most 6 months, something like that. I enjoyed it, but I didn't enjoy it as much as brownies.
Oh.
I loved brownies.
Oh. See, I really can't remember if I went to brownies. I don't think I did, because I don't
Do you know why you didn't?
I had lots of brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Yeah. Six brothers and sisters, and I was the eldest, so I probably did a lot of looking after.
You probably did, you're right, yes. Yeah, it's a good point, actually. Yeah, so. And also, Mum would probably have to let all of you be a brownie or a guide or whatever they do.
I was lucky enough to be a girl guide, but I don't think any of my sisters were.
No. I used to go to Lifting Mark's table. We had to go through to Lexton, which was actually quite a drive. And I, you know how as a child you don't remember, but Mum must have sat outside in the car because she wouldn't have driven home and then come back for me.
Really?
Yeah, I think she must have just sat there and just waited, and then we trundled off home. But it was good memories.
Oh, yeah.
And I was a pixie. And then I became, is it the sixer when you're the leader of the, I think I was anyway.
Oh, I don't know.
But I did enjoy it.
All I remember was that lovely hat that you had. It always reminded me of a nurse's hat, or, you know, it was like sloped down at the back and a bit, you know, like a berry, but.
It was quite perky, wasn't it? You're doing that with your hands.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone can see.
Oh, dear. Yeah, so I remember remember that really well.
Yes, I do.
And wearing the uniform and feeling really proud.
Absolutely, yes.
And the collar. I remember the scarf bit and tying it up.
Yeah, I think that's a very good word. I did.
Yeah, you always felt proud, didn't you?
Yes, you did.
And that is it from the Dragon St. George's. Well, and Adam here. Say goodbye for me.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from Olivia, Mayhee, Connor, Oscar, myself, Jane, and Adam.
Yep.
Have a good week, and make sure you're listening next week.